Welcome to Gut to the Chase, an SG&A podcast series, a convenient way to consume pearls of information important to the gastroenterology nursing practice. And now to our host. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into SG&A's Gut to the Chase podcast. I am your host, Sarah Heemstra, and in this series, we're calling A Quick Word from Our Sponsors. I'm sitting down with SG&A industry partners to address issues related to resuming operations after the initial closures due to COVID-19 from their unique perspective. To kick off our series, we have invited a couple of special guests to join us from Steris Corporation. Today on our episode, we have with us Karen Owens, who's the Director of Clinical Education and Field Operations at Steris Corporation, and Jason Bean, microbiologist and the Director of Marketing at Steris Corporation. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. So are you guys ready to dive into our questions?
We are.
Good. Okay. Well, let's start with question number one. And what are your customers' top concerns specific to the reopening of GI units during the COVID-19 pandemic?
So I've spoken to quite a few customers just recently about the reopening, and it seems to be that they're really focused around the fear of the unknown. I mean, if you think about it, we have 102 years of data on the flu, and frankly, only a few months of data and testing on SARS-2. And then within that testing that we've seen a lot of inconsistencies. I mean, I've read reports where SARS is lasting, you know, 3 or 4 hours on a surface, all the way up to 17 days. So we really don't know what's true and what is speculation. I think really the only way we're going to know more is with more testing, and unfortunately that takes quite a bit of time. Other concerns that I've heard from our customers are the testing itself. When you think about a nasopharyngeal swab, it's a very difficult test to perform. There's been a lot of rapid tests pushed through, but again, they're pushed through very quickly, and you know the intentions are good, but unfortunately, they're showing some inconsistent results. Another concern that has been posed to me is, you know, the PPE concern. You know, one, is there enough PPE? Two, you know, we're reusing our PPE, so in some cases, especially when it comes to N95s. And then you have to worry about the fact that who's wearing the PPE, especially those N95s. There's for some facilities that you know, haven't planned for the reprocessing techs to be wearing this PPE, which is a concern. When you think about it, if these devices are going to be exposed to SARS-2, you know, then you're having people that are handling it. They should be wearing the same type of PPE to protect themselves. And lastly, you know, resource concerns. I've had customers come and say, you know, we already had a shortage prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, and now we're going to have to deal with an influx of cases. Frankly, there's people that are saying you should limit your number of people in the reprocessing areas at a time in order to, you know, keep them safe. But how do you do that when there's cases that have been waiting and, you know, put on hold for a while and now are going to get back into the mix? So I think that you know, personally, you should really look at consistency throughout your system, as well as use universal precautions for your staff.
Yeah, and thank you so much for touching on, you know, the variety of concerns that you've heard from your customers. I think that's just really helpful to provide a perspective that's well-rounded. So can you talk us through what special considerations there are pertaining to your specific product or process or services?
Sure. So, you know, pre-COVID-19, there was already concerns around high-risk devices. You know, you hear stories about duodenoscopes, you know, bronchoscopes, EUS devices, frankly, anything that has a small channel that's very difficult to clean, like an elevator guide wire. There's been cystoscopes, you know, that people have talked about considering high risk. And, you know, there's also that consideration towards moving towards modality of sterilization. You know, unfortunately, bacteria, viruses, any type of microorganisms, their goal is to survive. So they're constantly mutating. And, you know, then you have to take in factor that there's different resistance levels that may vary whether it's on a surface or inside your body. So you really have no idea when or what the next superbug will be. I think this is an opportunity to consider moving towards a higher standard of care, you know, across the board, despite what type of procedure is being performed. And Steris offers many types of sterilization modalities, including liquid chemical sterilization, where a cycle can take as little as 18 minutes. You know, speaking of reprocessing, one of the other areas that are being looked upon that never really were in the past is the storage and the specifically the drying of devices. You know, this is an area of focus now because it's showing risk. And if you think about the fact that there many of these systems are liquid, that there could be residual water remaining inside those channels. You know, the post-market surveillance reports are showing that that microorganisms can remain, in fact, are remaining in devices after reprocessing. So I think it's an opportunity for all of us to get better and to really look at our practices holistically, you know, from bedside all the way through to the drying and storage of cabinets. You know, I can speak for Steris and the fact that we are actively promoting our Reliance drying and storage cabinets because we do offer HEPA filtration both externally and internally. So it's an opportunity to look at your entire program. And in my opinion, this should be treated as a program because each step is vital along the reprocessing journey. So look at each step and examine it from your hospital's policies and procedures and look at that risk and see where you have an opportunity to get better and help prevent the spread of infections.
Yeah, that's really helpful, I think, and really appreciate just the holistic viewpoint that you pulled in there.
Karen, do you have anything that you want to add from a clinical standpoint?
Yeah, Jason, thanks. I think, you know, we used to hear a lot about this, and I think we still do in some respects, but it's important to always remember that we need to follow standard precautions. You know, coronaviruses are not new. SARS-2 certainly is a newer one, but coronaviruses have been around for a long time, as well as many other viruses and bacteria and all sorts of things. And we have to remember that we need to always consider every device and things that we're doing that can potentially be, you know, contagious or, you know, infect us with something. And we need to always take those standard precautions, no matter the device, when it's been used on a patient, to protect ourselves from any potential thing. Because, you know, sometimes the thing that can be the most scary is what we can't see or what we don't know. And, you know, there will be patients coming into the facility that, you know, have certain things, be it coronavirus or something else, that we don't know. And so just remember those standard precautions and always protect yourself as well as your patients, particularly when you're thinking about and talking about reprocessing scopes and other devices.
Yeah, and thanks so much for adding that, Karen. There is a lot to remember and a lot that people may be unfamiliar with where they're not, you know, as confident at this time. So with that in mind, can you discuss what resources are available to GI nurses and techs?
Yes, I can. From the Steris perspective, I think our greatest resource is our people. And we have all kinds of great resources that our people provide to our customers. We have regional endoscopy specialists, and these folks are truly specialists that they're designed and they can help guide you through the entire what we call journey of an endoscope. They can help you with any needs that you may have along the whole, you know, process spectrum, all the way from, you know, bedside cleaning and all the way to drying. They can help with general workflow, guidelines, regulatory things, that sort of thing. So those folks are very valuable and a wealth of knowledge. Cirrus also has an amazing service team that does an excellent job with, keeping your equipment serviced, in the event that there is a failure or something, they can respond quickly and get you back processing again, and a great preventive and maintenance program, which is very important to keeping your equipment, functioning optimally, and keeping you up and running. So, and then education, we have an excellent group of clinical education specialists across the whole United States that offer a range of services and value-added education, among other things. A lot of people aren't aware of this, but at Steris, our clinical education specialists offer high-level assessments for both sterile processing departments and endoscopy and GI departments. It's a high-level assessment where they come in and really look at your entire process and can, focus on, regulatory issues, things that surveyors may be looking for, any breaks in process, that sort of thing, and can really, give you that information in a nice report that can help you see what you need to focus on in your department. We have folks and lots of customers that get these assessments or asked to have these assessments done, before they're due for a survey, so they can kind of get ahead of the game and, make sure that they have all their I's dotted and T's crossed. The clinical specialist also offer continuing education, both like seminars. They do half and full day seminars. They just can come into your facility and do some credentialed education for your staff. They also help with in-servicing on equipment. They help with troubleshooting. There are some times when, departments have issues going on and they've just exhausted all their resources and cannot figure out what's going on. Our folks are willing, to come in and work with you to see if they can help you get to the bottom and resolve the problem that you're having. And they are also very involved in our professional organizations that are out there and also do seminars and education for those groups and are actively involved in those groups. We also have Steris University. If you don't know what that is, you should look it up. The website is university.steris.com. Steris University offers free CE education online at your own pace. It can be accessed 24/7. There are also valuable resources on Steris University, such as in-service videos on equipment and different things like that. There's some great articles on there that lots of folks find valuable. Just a wealth of information, and it's all free and very easy to sign up. We are also going to be sponsoring some live webinars that we have scheduled going through August right now. So look for that information to be coming out on social media, and I think also some email information to some of our customers about when we'll be having those webinars. We also have a couple of documents that are available on Steris University right now that are considerations for when you're reopening your department or ramping back up to full or above capacity. And it's just kind of a simple checklist. There's one for sterile processing departments and one also for endoscopy areas that just gives you a list of things that you might want to think about, whether you were shut down during this time or whether you were had really just greatly decreased your volume and are getting ready to ramp back up. So really nice guides for you there. And hopefully those will be valuable resources for our customers.
Yeah, thank you so much for walking us through all of the STERIS resources and offerings. It seems like, you know, there's no reason that any question should go unanswered with all of those resources.
Absolutely.
Good, good. So can you tell us how our members are able to access these resources? You mentioned, you know, the service team and endoscopy specialists, the education specialists, and then, you know, some online type resources. Can you talk about where we can find those?
Absolutely. So for some of our resources, again, I mentioned STERIS University. That is at university.steris.com. I encourage you, if you have not signed up, to go on and do that. Very easy to do. And again, that's, you can access that 24/7. And don't forget, when you get on there, to look under the resources tab. Lots of great, great information there for you. Also, you can also reach out to your local account manager. That can be your capital rep, consumable rep, or whoever is in your area, you know, can help you connect with any of the resources that we have. Also on our website, STERIS.com, there is a way where you can find out who all those folks are in your area, the consumable and capital account managers, the district service managers, who your clinical education specialist is, and all those resources with contact information and kind of at your fingertips as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And that was all the questions that we had for you too. And again, I just want to say thanks so much to you, Karen and Jason, for joining us today on Gut to the Chase. We were really glad to hear from you and appreciate you taking the time to share all of that insightful information that you provided.
Well, thanks for thinking of us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah. Especially, you know, a special thanks to SGNA for putting these together. You know, this is a just a crazy time, so it's a good thing for us to come together and discuss some of the questions and concerns that our customers have. At the end of the day, no matter, you know, whether you're STERIS or someone who's traditionally been a competitor of ours, we all need to come together and make sure we're doing the right things for our customers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks again. That wraps up our time for the day. And thanks everybody for tuning into Gut to the Chase. We look forward to having you join us again next time.